This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Nandi, what do you have for us?
Oh, I have something very, very special today for you. Today I have another episode of History Bites for you. History Bites are very, very special. You know why? Because you get snippets of history and you get fascinated, you get inspiration, you get to learn the history of Islam and Muslims and the world in general. Before I go into the item, the subject matter, I would like to remind everyone to subscribe to our channel and support our work by following the links in the description. Join by Patreon, become one of our patrons, and support the work. So what do we have today for History Bites? I have something very, very special. I have the coins from the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Coins the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, would have used as his currency. When the Prophet used the term dirham, what did he actually mean? This is what he meant. This is exactly what a dirham looks like, right? This is the dirham of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I have them in cases because they are to be protected. They're not to be handled necessarily by hand. They are metal. You can touch them by hand, by bare hands, but they are almost 1,400 years old coins. These are the coins the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and his companions would have used as their daily currency. You know, when they would buy items from market, they would buy grain, they would buy cattle, they would buy anything, for example, clothes. This is the currency they would use. This was the dirham of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How do I know that? Because this is a Persian Sassanid dirham. And the person on the coin, if you look at it again, the depiction on the coin is basically a person. You can see a face on the coin. This is a face. You can see the beard, you can see the nose, you can see the eyes, you can see the crown on the head, you can see ornamentation with jewelry. This is Khosrow II, the Persian emperor, who was a contemporary of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is the one who ripped the letter of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam apart. You know, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent a letter to him, inviting him to Islam, to accept Islam so that his people can accept Islam, he, out of his arrogance, his pride, he ripped the letter of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saying that, how can I follow a man from the desert when I'm an emperor, right? And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will rip his empire apart just as he has ripped my letter apart. And indeed, not long after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, during the reign of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second caliph of Islam, his empire was ripped apart according to another prophecy of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What was that prophecy? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was talking to one of his companions called Adi bin Hatim, and the Prophet told him, Adi, three things will happen. If you live long enough to see these three things, they will happen. One thing is, a woman will ride a beast on her own and she will make tawaf around the Kaaba and go back home unmolested. There will be so much security in Arabia. Another thing is, you will have so much wealth that there won't be anyone to claim it as charity. And another thing that will happen is that the Muslims will open the treasures of Kisra. In other words, Khosrow II, this very emperor who is depicted on the coin. So you can see his image on the coin. It is very clearly inscribed, and these are original coins. And on the back of the coin, you see the fire altar of the Zoroastrians. This is the fire altar in the middle, and there are two attendants on the side. And you can see the year in Pahlavi. Pahlavi script was a Persian, ancient Persian script. You can see the year on this side, and you can see the mint on this side. And the name of the king, Khosrow II, is here in front of the king's face, right? So these are very delicate coins used possibly by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions. Not these very coins. I don't mean these very coins, but this is the model. These are the coins that were being circulated, and these are original coins in front of you. They come from a private collection, and thanks to the collection and the collector for allowing us to access these coins. I wanted to share these coins with you today so that you can get some knowledge on the currency, the coins the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have used. And I have already shared another coin previously, one of the earliest coins of Islam, or fully Islamic coin, used or minted by Abdul Malik bin Marwan later on. But these were the coins used by early companions of the Prophet ﷺ and Prophet himself, because the Prophet had not minted his own currency. Neither was it minted by his companions nor by later caliphs, but only after nearly 60 to 70 years after the Prophet ﷺ's death, when fully Islamic coins were minted by Abdul Malik bin Marwan. And the companions of the Prophet and Tabi'een initially were using this currency. I hope you liked the video. And if you liked it, subscribe to the channel. There's a lot more exciting historic content coming. And do not forget to support us by following the links in the description. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.